Today's the 29th, is it? Yes. 29th
yes.
Of September, right. So let's talk about Eric Brown for a minute. What do you remember about Eric Brown?
Well, we, of course, lived in Belfield Crescent in those days. And he used to be our local vegetable and fruit shop.
Right.
And, of course, he sold fresh fish, which I think the only way to get fresh fish now is Sainsbury's or Tesco's.
Did he have a lot of staff, or was it just him and his family? Or
there was a couple of... No, Matthew didn't do the shopping. I think there was a regular lady there and maybe an extra one. It was quite a small shop. And as you can see, the kitchen was behind the curtain.
Oh, yes.
No sort of super cooking microwaves.
And he sold flowers as well.
Yeah. And very sadly, he was killed going to Bristol Flower Market early in the morning.
Really?
He was killed at Farley Hungerford.
What year was that?
In a car accident. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But his son took it on. Very nice young man. And when we were doing Matthew was organising the poppies, we used to go in and they were very helpful at selling poppy wreaths and poppies for us.
Good. So let's talk about Helen and Alex. Were you in the Chamber of Commerce, Matthew?
Yes. I in fact, rather encouraged Helen Ray to become chairman.
Good.
And finally an additional president. She was a bit dubious about taking it on, but I said I was sure she would do it well, because I had been chairman and president, she took it on and did it very well.
Right.
And,
first lady, wasn't she?
Yes. Yes, she was the first lady.
First lady chair of the
chair and president.
Yes.
Wow, yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
And what do we know about Alex?
All the ladies of the town knew the stocking shop, which had a wonderful range of stockings and tights and handbags.
Handbags, I remember.
And they were always so helpful. And gloves, of course, because ladies wore gloves in those days. That
they'd both previously worked for Dingles, I think,
in Plymouth.
Mm.
They both previously come from there, and they came to Trowbridge. And originally they were supported by another lady, Mrs. Brown?
Oh, yes, the one out at Hilverton, rather a smart lady.
Okay, and who have we got here?
Now, well, we know that old man, but we've no idea. We remember seeing...
The man outside Oxfam. Do you remember number 488? Do you know, you not know his name?
No, I can't think of his name. I remember him.
Remember him, yes, of course. There are all sorts of people I remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we remember Michael.
Yes.
What did he suffer from,
do you think?
Well, I don't know. Was he a bit of a preacher when he used to walk?
No, he was slightly...
Well, I know he was slightly up in the...
Yes, but I don't
think it was like this modern generation.
No.
He may have had a drink, but I think it was a physical...
It was physical. The trouble is, he used to work for ushers, and he'd wear usher's uniform and wander about the streets, and people thought he was drunk. So Watney's told him not to wear their outfit anymore because it was giving them a bad name.
Bad name, yes, yes.
But, as I say, he used to...
I remember him quite well, yes. But a shepherd, but I can't...
Can't recall what happened.
I can't recall any more about him.
Because, of course, the other one we knew quite well... His old champion, and we think he was, what do we think, he's Harry Champion.
That was Harry Champion, was it?
Yes, he's definitely Champion.
Oh, he
definitely Champion.
Because Matthew and I, I'm afraid, called him Old Champ all the time.
And where would he have lived?
He died about 10 years ago.
Yeah. But he lived in Charlotte Square.
Lived in Charlotte Square.
And friends who stewarded the church used to know him. He went in for coffee towards the end of his life.
And he was sometimes, he carried a sandwich board for people in the town quite often, front and back. particularly on a day when the town was busy.
That you know, I'm sure.
Well, I don't remember his name, but wasn't he Midland Bank?
No, Lloyd's Bank.
Lloyd's Bank, he was a Lloyd's Bank.
Peter Pyle, of course.
Yes, he was in fact the messenger.
He was.
But he was somewhat rather more than the messenger. Everybody knew him. Mm. He was very friendly and was, I always thought, a great investment for the bank.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
he was at the bank sort of in the heyday of Lloyd's Bank.
Right, when the manager would live upstairs, perhaps.
That's right, yes, yes.
Well, no, I think old Buck, do you remember him? What was his... Buck, what was his name? Oh. He had a nice house out at Wingfield.
Wingfield, but he used to live above the bank. Certainly they
Pete Powell may have done. And then he moved out to Rosedale Gardens,
didn't he?
Now, we don't know that one with all his certificates.
Well, he's the town clerk. Would you know him?
Is he?
Well, I think he was in the magistrate's office. It's got his name up on the wall there. This is a certifier, but it's too small for me to read.
Oh, yes.
So Jim Banks or
Yes, he was somebody's... his mother was in the town as well.
Right.
And he was, so to speak, a very qualified person because he was he'd been a barrister as well. He wasn't with us all that long.
No, because the magistrate's office closed.
Closed, it did,
but
yes.
Then you weren't litigious anyway, so you wouldn't have crossed
No. Well, I mean, I used to do a bit in the courts, but not all that much. And I don't remember.
Because wasn't Mike Paul the magistrate?
No, he was the one after him.
Mike Paul, of course, yes.
I remember him.
Mike very well.
Yes.
So tell me for 2 minutes about John Elliott, because I have a picture of him. He was a resident senior partner at S&M.
Yes, that's right. He was... he did a tremendous amount in the town. He... was in, we originally knew him through Round Table.
Mm-hmm.
He was chairman of Round Table in his time.
He started the Bradford on
Avon. He did, yes, I joined that.
Rotary, yes.
Yes, and he also was, I think, was instrumental in starting the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
He was secretary of the Chamber of Commerce, wasn't
Yes, he did quite a lot with it.
Was he not asked to be a judge?
No, not him.
He didn't want to do it because he preferred defending people, or is that someone else?
I think that's John, because he went on to a firm in Chippenham as a defence lawyer.
When he retired from Sylvester Maquette, he went to work for a firm in Chippenham,
right?
Because the magistrates' court in those days was in Chippenham.
Was in Chippenham, yes.
And he continued to do magistrates' court work only.
Right.
He did a lot of magistrates' court work. He rather really specialised in that towards the end.
Yeah. Okay.
But he was
and Kath, his widow, is still alive, but absolutely deaf. But with the help of Diana, the daughter, they gave a very successful Macmillan Coffee Morning in memory.
But they don't live in West Ashton
John.
Road anymore.
Yeah, they do. They do. It's a nice house.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Okay, which one's this?
Who's that? Because I think he was in Round Table.
This is David January.
Oh, no, I don't know.
He was Wiltshire District Council.
Oh, I recognise
him. And his daughter was run over about a month after he arrived in West Wilts.
Oh, how sad.
And it was extremely sad, yes.
Not in that accident with Patsy Hillier.
I don't know, but it would have been late 80s. Well, it would have been 84, because he was there then. It might have been 83, 84.
What about two of them, weren't they? At the end of O-levels, they were killed on the Wingfields.
It might have been.
Yeah.
He was a surveyor. He was in the planning surveying department at West Wilts.
Oh, yes, that's what I think now you mention. I remember the name, but I didn't
know.
Now,
is that the Citizens Advice Bureau, or where's that?
It looks like it, doesn't it? The CAB, that's number 119. Where was the CAB in those days?
Well, at the bottom of Castle Street, wasn't it?
Mm. Yes.
Yes, or I mean, then it moved. It was in the United Church for a bit, wasn't
it? It was, yes.
When Dorothy Scannell's had friends.
Well, I'm afraid this is one I'm sort of hoping people would recognise and let me...
Yes, no, we recognise Marion Moe, the horsey pictures.
Yes. Okay.
And who's this man? Because several
I recognised him, but I couldn't put
him. No, I'm the same. I saw him coming along. This is by St James's on Church Street, and this is the Armoury, and he came up towards me, and I took a picture of him, and he slowed down, and I said, "Do you mind if I take another one?" And he's a local figure. No, he may have been visiting for the day.
Yes, very much a local figure.
Oh, I think he lives somewhere or did live somewhere.
Yes,
whether he was a council employee.
I recognised him immediately, but I can't put a name
to him. You see, there were so many Wiltshire Council people who we don't know any of them nowadays, the younger generation.
Right, that's 353. This is I think it's a hairdresser. This is a hairdresser's department. This is what hairdressing shops used to look like in the 80s.
Oh, really? Nobody recognised it.
Probably in Silver Street or somewhere that. No. Nobody obviously used him to have their hair done.
No.
Okay.
No, because Matthew went to the old man at the bottom of Castle Street who went on working until he was 92 or so.
Yes.
And of course we all knew this.
Hmm. Dear old David.
Yes.
Dave and Joe, in his shop.
Yes.
So what can you tell us about Dave Perkins, Matthew?
Can't we tell you about him?
Yes, we knew him quite well. He was a very popular and long-serving member of Round Table. He was chairman of Round Table after me, I think.
Then he started the traditional dining club, which I believe is still going. That again, Joe, his wife, lives round the corner.
And they're still at the corner of Victoria Road?
Yes, he's died, David.
And he had a very crowded memorial service at St James's Church about 4 years ago, with some laughter, which David would have loved. He was a devil.
He always used to give a huge Christmas tree to St James's for many years.
Yes.
It was a proper tree.
Mm. And Joe has carried it on.
Joe carried on doing it after he died.
So people last night would have remembered.
We all knew David.
Oh yes.
Now this is the funny one, because we're hoping it's not Isabel Jack, the rector's daughter, who went through a very wild teenage.
I'll put a question mark on that and then invite people to comment.
Well, of course, both her parents are dead.
They are indeed, yes. I've caught up with
But I know a friend whose daughter was very friendly of her.
Mm.
And when we were looking at this, Chris Gardner said, "This is Pat Plant, Nick Plant's wife."
Is it indeed?
So we're going to ask her why she was standing outside the...
Because she's got her hand in front of her face.
Well,
yes.
I said, it was just a lady waiting for a bus, but...
Isabel's sister was the...
No, Isabel didn't have a sister. It's Gus's wife.
Sister-in-law.
Of course, the Plants went to France, didn't they?
Yes, but Chris Gardner, do you remember?
Remember Chris, of course.
She talks to him a couple of times a week, and they've just been over to England because the younger son lives in West Ashton, and the other one is...
I thought they'd grown up and moved a long way away.
Oh, yes, they're married, the boy. Oh, no, I'm not sure the Edward is. But he's in London.
Hmm.
So
I don't know. That's a bit of a guess. But I wasn't going to miss taking a picture of a attractive young lady.
Well, it brought in a lot of talk about the town that I'd not heard about. But I think, I know Francis was worried about Isabel, but surely she didn't let her stand in the town with no shoes on.
I would think not.
I mean, if you'd like to leave it with me, I'd love to show it to Elizabeth Legg and
of course.
Ask
and
her.
I'll leave you the one with Helen as well.
Oh, yes, please.
And that would be... Now, that, I think, is Henry Nee.
No. Sarah was there last night.
Not Henry. Oh, right. Because it's the knees stall at the Working for Trowbridge exhibition that they had in Civic Hall.
Yes.
And I've written down Henry or Harry Knee on my record.
Oh, it might be one of the other young cousins, but I'm sure it's not. I think Sarah would have said, because they looked...
Yes.
They would have done. It's not Marcus.
No, it's not Marcus.
No, it's not Marcus, no.
But Henry doesn't wear glasses now, and this man obviously was somebody who... Yes, somebody's done lovely flowers there.
Yes.
But, of course, now the shop is out at Bradley.
It did. I was amazed. I came back a couple of years ago, and it's all moved.
But Henry runs the engineering part of it all, at the top of CAM engineering, at the top.
Because I got a car with a number plate KAM.
Yes,
I think he inherited, that was John Knee's car, wasn't it? And I think Henry's got it now.
Yeah. Yes, that's the...
Oldest building in Trowbridge.
Was it?
Which is now an estate agent.
Yes.
Christine Gardner said there's a knocking shop round the back of it. We think it's... Matthew knew about it when I told him, but...
purely in a professional...
Chris Brown, our rector, was very concerned about it, apparently. It was in his parish. And I put now County Way.
Well, that's true, because that was going up in 84.
Yes.
You know why it's called County Way?
No.
Because they built it against the protests of the town council and the district council, and county had their way.
What a lovely story.
It's apocryphal, but that's what we... Because I was in the town council at the time, and we decided to call it County Way. Because we'd all objected to it.
I think that old cherry tree may be still there. Is it almost opposite the top of West Ash?
It would be, yes.
Yeah, road, and they've adapted that palladium.
Yes, and there's needs some big old store you didn't know what to do with.
Yes. Well, as I say,
still
Sarah was there and she was looking, because Henry works still the adjoining building.
Well?
I think it's quite... None of us recognise...
You don't recognise...
But do you remember Reg Gay, who was in the Midland Bank?
Oh, yeah, I remember Reg.
This is terribly like his daughter, and I wondered if she was doing a holiday job.
Yes.
Now, this is Paul Elphick, who ran the pram shop in Castle Street.
Yes.
On the other side of the road from the toy shop. And then the toy shop said, "We want to sell prams. So do you want to come and work for us?"
Oh, and they took on that
whole side. He closed his shop down and lit it to an Indian restaurant.
Yes.
And then he was paid a wage to work in the shop, and it was a great relief for him.
To him, yes.
Because he had somewhere to work. But I remember him saying at the time, or even the next year, "Have you got your photographs yet?" Because these are the clothes people wore in the 70s or the 80s.
Yes, show the girl in the kilt and the man in his chest.
In his
instead
jacket,
of his sweatshirt and everything.
Yes.
Well, now, is this somebody Wheeler?
Because
it's not Keith Treby, is it? Who was the one we knew?
The one who ran the sewing machine business.
Yeah, that's a good question.
But Mrs. Wheeler, I think her son was involved in that business. It's still down at the bottom of Castle Street.
I tell you what was there in Castle Street was the paint shop with the couple...
Oh, no, they've gone.
Long since gone,
she Whittons.
She died
and he became a bit Alzheimer-y.
Yes.
I think they both died now, because they lived down in off St. Thomas's Road. We used to see her walking to work every day.
Yes.
Now, none of us could identify this paint shop. And why is the man with wheelbarrow?
Well, this is a display in the Civic Hall, and that's Valerie Anne.
Oh, well, we thought it was Valerie Anne, but they all said, "Oh, no, that's not her shop."
It's not. It was in the Civic Hall doing a store.
And is this her setting it up?
That's her setting it up.
Oh,
and she's put a wheelbarrow in with some bricks because the angle was working in Trowbridge.
Ah.
Oh, yes.
Well, have you got a copy?
You can keep that. You can keep that.
Yes, because I know she goes to St John's up at Studley, and her daughter now runs that shop.
Very good.
So I can.
Oops.
It's probably one of these unnecessary.